The book fair drew a revolving crowd of visitors who came to browse the variety of books being sold and chat with the authors. Teresa Murrow is the founder of Key Business Partners, an online promotion company for writers, and a partner in organizing the book fair. Murrow said each of the authors will be donating $1 from the sale of each book, as well as a book for the Florida Literacy Coalition's library. Murrow said she hopes to raise at least $200 for the coalition.
I just hope that, you know, creating these events will help, because it does bring awareness to organizations like the Florida Literacy Coalition and the programs that they provide for the community and throughout Florida.
The Florida Literacy Coalition provides programs throughout Florida advocating literacy in adults and children. Esther Venuzu is the founder of LocalShops1.com and co-organizer of the event. Her website is dedicated to promoting local independent businesses. Venuzu said the book fair is not only another way to bring the community together and support local authors, but to raise awareness of the importance of reading.
Everybody needs to read, and it's like the statistics, they're like staggering how many people just can't read. And it's like adults, you know, they have kids, and how can they teach their kids to read if they can't even read?
According to the most recent national assessment of adult literacy, more than 30 million adults have below basic literacy skills, and about 63 million have only basic reading abilities. The study showed a positive relationship between the number of adults who cannot read and those who are living in poverty. Leah Dallaire, the founder of 911 Editing, an editing and resume service, said the book fair allows very talented local authors to get exposure. And using the proceeds to support adult literacy, Dallaire said, is important because it is an issue that does not get a lot of attention.
It's sort of like a hidden issue. It's not a shameful thing, but a hidden issue. I don't mean people that come over like English as a second language, but it's sort of a hidden issue. There are a lot more adults than there are children that are illiterate today, and it's kind of not talked about, you know, so it's important.
Deborah Sue Kleinberger is the author of Magical Mystery Adventures for Middle-Aged Children. She said that reading is important for all ages, but especially for the youth.
I think it's really important for everyone to read, especially the young children, that they have a love for books. It's an escape for children who are maybe in dysfunctional families. And it is also something that we can do for enjoyment and pleasure. Reading is something that they are going to carry for their entire lifetime in every aspect of their daily life. So it's very important that they learn to read and learn at a young age.
Gloria Tesh is 14 years old and claims the title as the world's youngest published novelist. She was at the book fair blitz promoting the sale of her book, Maradonia and the Seven Bridges, the first in a growing series. Tesh said that she learned to love reading from a young age, and it was what inspired her to write her novel.
I feel that reading is very important. It has a great impact on your life, on your future. When I was in third grade, I was not so much into reading, but I had a treehouse in my backyard, and I was reading magic treehouse books the whole summer, and then it totally brought up my reading level higher. And I feel that reading makes a person smarter.
The Florida Literacy Coalition offers more than 300 adult education and literacy providers throughout Florida. For more information on where these services are provided, visit floridaliteracy.org. For WMNF News, in St. Petersburg, I'm Conchetta DeLuca.